Sorry, just making a list of decisions we need to make here. Thank you for your presentation. It's appreciated. And before I open the floor for discussion, I will somewhat tongue-in-cheek note that our friends at the province set their salaries at a 75% of their federal friends. Whatever we do today will be significantly less than 75% of what our provincial friends make. Deputy Warden.
Thank you for that preamble. I do have a number of questions for you before decisions obviously are made. First is, do you know how many municipalities in the province of Ontario use the 60th percentile target as opposed to lower or higher? So I appreciate the comparators, but I'd like to know where we sit in terms of that being the gold standard. Who's higher, who's lower, what numbers are at play?
Thank you, through you, Warden. I don't have that number of who is where. It is within the Eastern Ontario Municipal HR Group. The 60th percentile is the target that we use. It is also in our non-union compensation policy to use the 60th percentile. However, in terms of who is using, how many are using what, I don't have that. I can come back to you with that.
Go ahead,
I have a number, just quick follow-ups. What is the non-unionized CPI?
Just the average of the last 5 years for the non-union CPI. Bear with me one moment. Has been. The non-union CPI is as of January 1st each year, and the average for the past 5 years has been 2.33%.
Okay, moving on to I just have a couple of really quick. The per diem amounts for meetings, the $100, when was that last changed or how long has it been at $100?
I know the last few reviews that I've reviewed, it has been set at $100 per meeting. So the last two terms of council.
Okay, so that hasn't changed in the last two terms of council. Okay, moving on to the conference per diem discussion proposal. Would that per diem also, I suppose the question is for some members of council, and I'm thinking for the future also for potentially younger members of council, would care expenses be contemplated as part of a per diem? Or could those be contemplated as additional costs, allowing for a council member to attend overnight conferences?
That's not contemplated in the current bylaw, but if that's something council wishes to add, that could be included.
And then just a question to my fellow council members. How many of the lower tiers do belong to OMERS, council members belong to OMERS?
I don't think, just Coburg. I think only Coburg.
And
Port Hope.
And Port Hope.
Thank you for that. Councillor Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, if there's questions, I think the motion can move. Like, from my perspective, I'm ready to move on a motion, but if we want to have more discussion,
I'd like to. I think what I'd like to do is go through what I've got is six items. And just find out where we're all comfortable with those six items, and then we'll have the clerk prepare a motion around that. So let's go back to remuneration, and I'll throw a recommendation out. My recommendation is that the December 1st CPI stay in place, plus we go to a 4.03% increase on January 1st for everyone. That way it captures the warden's 4.03%, but then everyone else gets boosted to the same amount, even though council and deputy warden positions appear to be already within the 60th percentile. Councillor Cleveland.
Just wondering how you want this to go, Chair, through you. Just only speak up if we have an issue with that. Assume acquiescence if we don't. Big issue.
I'd like to hear whether we have consensus around that before, so that, I mean, obviously we won't make a decision until the motion is actually passed, but just gives us an idea of what the clerks will be drafting for our motion. Just to give us a sense of where council's feelings are at. So on remuneration. Good? Good? What I just said, good? Go ahead, Councillor Logal.
I would just like to see the warden get to the 60%.
That would get there. What my suggestion gets the warden there and bumps everyone else above that a little bit, above the 60th percentile a little bit. Okay. Good? Okay. So you're typing, so I'm going to assume you got that. And we stick with the CPI policy already in place. That doesn't change. Per diem is currently $100. The recommendation is to either, well, there's no recommendation. The suggestion is that we either keep it the same, bump it up a little bit, or go to a half-day, full-day routine at the warden.
Given that it hasn't moved in the last two terms, I'd like to propose that we go to a half-day and whole-day per diem at the 60th percentile.
I don't remember what those numbers were, but go ahead.
Through you, Warden, the half-day per diem rate at the 60th percentile would be $123.30. And then the whole day rate at the 60th percentile would be $252.31.
Everyone comfortable with that? Councilor Crate?
Would that per diem include conferences?
We're not there yet.
Just trying to help.
But I promise we'll get there. I've written it down. So right now that's just for meeting times. We're all comfortable with that as well. Mileage, I think our mileage policy is pretty effective. Go ahead.
I do want to note, not that it applies to me, but for my fellow counselors, that if they do live 10 kilometers away from their town hall centers, that should be reflected in our mileage policy.
So I'm comfortable with that as well, sticking with what we have, but adding that caveat that if someone lives 10 kilometers away from their municipal town hall, that they could be permitted to charge from their home rather than, I think I'm like 3.7 kilometers away, so it doesn't affect me one way or the other. Everyone comfortable with that? Okay. Good. The question of benefits. I will confess that because my wife is an educator, my benefit package is pretty good, but that doesn't make everybody else's true. Go ahead, Councillor Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just looking at the OMERS side of things from benefits. I'm not looking for medical or anything like that. I suggest that the OMERS package be an option.
Okay. Deputy Warden?
We had a really robust discussion about OMERS at our lower tier, and I think it's really important that we do offer this to folks that do choose public service as an occupation. And I wonder if there could be an optional buy-in for a medical health plan for anybody who's serving as well. I think it's also a really important consideration because not everybody has a backup plan, not everybody has a spouse or partner that has those kinds of benefits.
Thank you for that. I don't think an optional buy-in was considered in the report. Is it a possibility?
It wasn't considered in the report, and I would just have to confirm with our carrier that is a possibility. With our non-union group, it's in all the that qualify are in, but I can certainly bring that forward. For the OMERS, we do have to bring forward a separate bylaw to allow participation, so perhaps around the same time, bringing forward the information about benefits.
In Brighton, we don't offer to members of council a benefit package, but we do offer an expense account, health spending account. Thank you for that. Yes, I do believe that is exactly what we call it, the health spending account. So that could be if our insurer doesn't permit it, then perhaps we could include some sort of health spending account if that's what council wanted to do. So I look to members of council. We'll have to word that in the motion. Well, that might have to come back for a separate discussion entirely. But we can word that as a referral to staff. Go ahead, Councilor Logan.
In Brighton, is that optional?
Everybody gets the option to use their health spending account, yes. Every member of council has a health spending account available to them. I couldn't tell you how many of the seven use that health spending account or not. Councilor Jibb.
Thank you, Warden. Just a comment about the OMERS component. There are presently county council members that would not be able to contribute to owners because of past history. I was wondering if they would be able to have another option if that moves forward.
So if a member of council was a retired municipal employee already collecting OMERS, would there be an option to not contribute to OMERS for that person?
Yes, there would be an option to not contribute. OMERS doesn't apply to any members over the age of 70 as well, so there would be some exclusions to that, which would be outlined in the bylaw.
Thank you. Councillor Cleveland.
We addressed this in Coburg. Several members in the Coburg Council also weren't available for OMERS. It's a real easy process. It just allows younger members to actually plan for the future.
Thank you. Go ahead, Councillor Chip.
Just to follow up to previous thought, would there be another option available for those members of County Council? I know there's been some discussions at lower tiers where there's another type of package provided that's very similar to OMERS, but it is not OMERS itself.
Through you, Warden. One of the comparators I did note had an RRSP contribution set up, so that's something that we could certainly look to.
For those who aren't able to?
In that case, through you, Warden, that was the only option they had. They didn't also offer OMERS, they just had the RRSP contribution.
Thank you for that. So we'll have to look at options if we go down that road. Councillor Cleveland.
I was just going to just say that perhaps that should be part of the running for office. Just in jest, Mr. Judge, in jest.
Understood. Thank you. So on the benefits, just going back a bit, are we comfortable asking staff to provide us with some information around optional benefits and or a health spending account, depending on what the insurer has to say? We're going to get some more information. Yeah. Okay. So now on the pension, is OMERS on the table for, yeah? Yes. Not for you.
None of the things we discuss refer to me, so thank you.
Thank you. How does everyone else feel? Include OMERS? Okay, so, but okay, everyone, but from a public policy perspective, yes. Is this a good idea? Yes, I'm getting a yes. Okay, so we'll include that in the motion. And or some sort of option for those who cannot or aren't eligible for the pension plan. Go ahead, Acting CAO.
Thank you, through you, Warden. So just a point for clarification in reviewing other options outside of OMERS, we would be looking at the equivalency of what OMERS would otherwise have been had a counselor been eligible to be able to provide those funds into another source for the same amount is what we're looking at then, correct?
Yes, and my example is an employee in Brighton who is already retired, could not obviously contribute to OMERS, and therefore the municipality didn't contribute the top-up. So those amounts of money, the top-up amounts, were contributed to a different financial instrument that person wished us to put it in. And I think it was just a fair solution for that one particular concern. Go ahead.
Thank you, Warden. I just think we need to reiterate that what we're discussing here is not for ourselves.
That is correct.
It's for the future.
That is correct.
And we're trying to develop options for someone other than ourselves, probably.
And a fair compensatory regime to attract people in the community with talent. Not that the people around this horseshoe don't have talent, that's not what I'm saying. But we want the cream to rise to the top, so to speak. And that's hard to do if we're paying everybody $15 an hour to leave their work or leave their farm or whatever it is in order to come around this horseshoe and make hopefully good decisions for our various communities across the county. That's the wish. But you're absolutely right. It has nothing to do with the seven people around this horseshoe and everything to do with whoever joins this horseshoe after the next election. Conferences. Deputy Warden.
So going back, I know Mr. Crate was asking about the per diem that was set, whether that would be the same per diem. I would like us to develop some kind of care policy around overnight responsibilities to go to conferences. I know that we don't have too many of them over the course of the year, but again, thinking to the future for younger council members, it's not always easy, and I'd like to see something developed around that.
You actually raise an interesting point. I was first elected when I was 32 or so, and we had young children at the time. Thankfully, grandparents were abound, and we were able to use their babysitting services when we went off to conferences. But had that not been the case, I would not have been able to participate in conferences, or my spouse wouldn't have been able to join me, for sure. So I think this is an interesting opportunity to level a playing field here as well, especially when you consider who usually takes on the burden of childcare in a household.
I want to just make sure it's not just childcare.
Right.
Care work.
Right. Speaking from a sandwich generation, I appreciate that very much. Yeah. So that was not considered in your report, and I wonder if we could refer that question back to staff for consideration and provide us with some assistance and advice around that opportunity. I doubt you'll find that in the other 12 counties in Eastern Ontario either, but I think it's a good question to be asked, for sure. And everybody comfortable with the recommendations, though, around conferences in terms of increasing the cap, increasing the expense amounts, because I think that was on the table, or no, holding them. Holding them at $4,000, but removing them for the warden's job. Okay. Go ahead.
Just to your last point, Warden, even if we don't find a comparator in existing municipalities, there are examples, for example, from the field I'm most familiar with, the academic field, when folks are asked to go to conferences or participate in conferences, they are allowed to use their grant funds, which are public funds, to cover care expenses.
Yeah, I was suggesting that they wouldn't find a comparator, so they may have to be creative with their advice and recommendation when it comes back. Not that they would come back with a zero-sum game because there was no comparator to be had. Councillor Logan.
Yeah, I just have to go back and ask the presenters for the per diem. Was there a per diem recommended for conferences?
Go ahead.
Through you, Warden, staff are recommending that a per diem payment be provided to council members and that be included in the conference expense limit annually. So for council members and to the deputy warden, that would be $4,000 per year on conferences and include the per diem payment in that $4,000.
Go ahead.
And would the per diem you're talking about match the half day and full day?
Go ahead.
That would be my recommendation unless council directed otherwise.
Thank you, Warden.
Everybody comfortable with that? Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Asked and answered. You're good. All right.
Warden, may I ask a clarification
you
question?
May, of course.
When we investigate care expenses, would that be included in the $4,000 or would that be above and beyond?
I think it should be above and beyond. There's no way. And it would, I mean, one conference would wipe someone out, so would wipe out that budget. And I'm actually considering whether we should hold that $4,000 because as conference expenses go up considerably over time, we've even seen that. I was just looking at the comparator. From 24 to 25, we've seen the cost of registering for the conference go up fairly significantly. So I'm wondering if we need to bump that up anyway. If we wouldn't.
When has that number stayed constant again over the last couple terms, the 4,000?
I would have to bring back that information, but I believe that there was a slight increase in conference fees during the last review.
It sounds to me like we're going to ask you to come back with a bunch of information, so perhaps we can have all of that detailed out. We'll see a spreadsheet or two or three and make some decisions around the total compensation package for future councils. Go ahead.
And can I suggest in terms of the conference fees that we just look at what AMO and ROMA has increased by over the last 5, 6, 7 years to just get a sense of the trends of the increase and make sure that just reflects where we're setting our upper limit?
Fair enough. I think staff can easily do that. Thank you. So do we have a motion? So we're going to ask staff, we're going to refer that back to staff for a future report.
Director Nitsch.
Sorry, Warden, just a minor point. I'm not sure about the policy specifically, but the multi-year budget includes an inflationary increase on the $4,000 conference fees. So it was bumped up 3 years in each of the subsequent year, 3% in each of the subsequent years. But we should make sure there's alignment between the budget and what the policy says.
100%. So whatever decision is made, we'll have to align with the budget, with the rolling budget over the period of time. But I'm sure the clerk's office will be happy to see those numbers. Councilor Local. I'm not. I'm looking for a motion to read. Once I have it, I'm just going to review it with the clerk and make sure we're comparing her apples to my notes. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We can't be having meetings within the meeting, that's all. Just give me 10 seconds here. So just a couple alterations to what I've seen, and then I'll read the motion for everyone. Go ahead.
I just had one clarifying question. I know that the decisions that we're making are for the next council. If we're keeping the upper limit for conference expenses throughout this term, can we make some kind of accommodation for care-related expenses to be included in those conference, uppermost conference expenses, or does that require a whole...
I think that would require a whole other... motion, because right now we're just talking about 2026 to 2030, but there's something, I mean, we can certainly consider that at a future meeting for discussion, and I would recommend that we bring that forward. Which committee would that be appropriate for? Corporate support? So if we could, for staff listening, if we could have a report brought forward with regard to that at a future corporate support meeting, I would appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, this is a long one, and I need you to make sure that it's in keeping with our discussion. Whereas the Corporate Support Committee considered Report 2025-207, Corporate Services 2025 Council Remuneration Review, and recommended the County Council identify this item for separate discussion at the October 15, 2025 County Council meeting. And therefore, be it resolved that County Council adopt the following: the County Council directs staff to bring forward amendments to Bylaw 2020-11, being a bylaw to provide for the remuneration of and expenses of County Council members, and repeal Bylaw 2019-27 to a future committee council meeting for Council's consideration in order to implement below changes for 2026 to 2030 term of Council, and adjust the annual salary for all members of council with a 4.03% increase. Continue to adjust base salaries for the 2026-2030 term of council annually on December 1st of each year based on CPI. That the per diem amounts be adjusted to the half-day whole day per diem model of a half-day meeting per diem of $123.30 and a whole day meeting per diem of $252.31. That staff be directed to provide additional information with consideration to per diem payments to be provided to council members for attending conferences. The council approval be required if council members would like to attend a conference that the county does not pay a membership fee for. That the remuneration bylaw be updated to clarify how mileage is calculated for committee council meetings to include that the rate be calculated from the address of the municipal office of the member municipality to Northumberland County headquarters, and that if a member's home address and municipal office location are greater than 10 kilometers in distance, the member be permitted to use their home address for the mileage calculation, that the maximum expense limit for the warden's conference expenses be removed, but note that the amount cannot exceed the approved annual budget for the warden expenses without council approval. The council directs staff to provide further information for council's consideration on the members being offered to opt into the OMERS pension plan or an alternative financial instrument and health benefits or an optional health spending account for medical benefits. And the council directs staff to provide further information on consideration of care expenses for overnight conference attendance above the conference expense limits. Is there a mover? Councillor Crate, seconded by Deputy Warden Hankivsky. Did we capture those bullet points correctly, Deputy Warden?
So just contemplating back your first point about council remuneration and applying that same percentage across the board, but ultimately that would then mean that the warden and the deputy warden and council members are sitting at different percentiles. So I'd like to ensure, well, if you're raising by 4 point, whatever else, I would like to see a consistency of percentile across the board.
But if we do that, we would lower at least one of the, I think we would lower the deputy wardens.
Okay, so by that logic, then whatever percentile the councillors are sitting at in terms of the final number should be the percentile that the warden sits at.
So that would be the 60th percentile. Because the 60th percentile offers it.
But if you're bumping up by 4 points, wouldn't that put the councillors at a higher?
No, at the 60th percentile range, if I'm reading the graph in my mind correctly, the warden bumps up to by 4.03%, the deputy warden goes down by 11%, and county council remains the same. So my recommendation was that if we're going to bump the warden to the 60th percentile with a 4.03% increase, that we give that 4.03% increase to all members of council, regardless of their positions. That's my logic. I'm just trying to be equal instead of equitable. Go ahead.
No, it means we all take the blame.
Well, this isn't for me. This is forever sitting here in 2026.
I understand. So. I understand.
It makes no difference to me at the end of the day.
Yeah. But I think, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me. The 68% percentile, if that's what your guiding light is, then that is what it should be.
Well, be careful, because that means one person loses 11% and everyone else remains the same. So only in the world of the 60th percentile, only the warden's position gets bumped by 4.03%. So my logic was, if we're going to bump the warden by 4.03%, we bump everybody by 4.03% to make sure we're all being fair and equal across the board. Go ahead.
But if that is your logic from the base point, it isn't fair, because the deputy warden is already 11% more than 60% up. So what you're trying to do is get an equanimity across the board.
The deputy warden's position is 11% higher than the 60th percentile at the moment.
Precisely my point.
Okay. Higher, I guess. Okay, so what do you want to do? Go ahead, Councillor Logan.
I wonder if we can't, I know we're trying to get 60% all the way across the board, but I would say that you red circle that one position and continue from there.
So do we freeze council and deputy warden positions at zero? Because the council positions are already at zero. They're already at the 60th percentile. It's only the warden that's below. Go ahead.
Well, if that's the goal, then, you know... Maybe the next term, the deputy warden is getting less salary to be equitable across the board. Everybody's at 60th percentile.
Okay. Well, is that what we want to do? Go ahead.
Well, I think leave it to staff. Staff are preparing a report. So if they come back using the 60th percentile across the board, then we see those options. Otherwise, the costs are, you know, X, X, and X. Nothing's in stone at this point.
We've already seen the options.
No, you haven't.
Yes, we have. The options are showing us that the 60th percentile requires the warden position to be bumped 4.03%, the deputy warden position to be reduced by 11%, and council members remain the same. That's the 60th percentile option on the board. Go ahead.
Through you, Warden. Staff recommendation is to increase the warden position by the 4% and leave the deputy warden and the counselor's position as they are. I did just want to flag that because only five of the comparators have a deputy warden position, that 11% may be skewed. If there was more comparators with the deputy warden position, those numbers might be closer to the rest.
Fair enough. Acting CAO.
Thank you. And through you, Warden, I was going to suggest, would it be helpful if we put that slide back up that showed our comparators and the 60th percentile? It might provide a bit of a visual for everybody.
Sure. It's already in my head, but yes, that would be good. Let's put that slide back up. Deputy Warden.
I don't want to flog this horse more than it needs to be flogged. Can we just not agree 60th percentile across the board? And whether that is an increase or a decrease or stays the same? That's equitable across all of the positions. We don't have those differences in staff positions. Why not just keep to 60th percentile across all council members?
Councillor Gibb.
Thank you, Warden. I support the last comment, 60th percentile across all positions.
Very well. Is that the decision? So we'll need to change that first bullet point to adjust the annual salary for the warden, the deputy warden, and council members. And separate those out, please. I'm just going to ask the people in the know, if we adjust that line to read that we adjust the compensation to the 60th percentile, is that works? Okay. Councillor Chibb?
Through you, Warden, and thank you for the suggestion of bringing this up. Maybe I have a misunderstanding here of the numbers that's in front of me, but I look at the 60th percentile for a warden, and I looked at 65 and 55 for that same position. If my glasses, which are terrible for me, bumping up 5 percentile increases it by $5, knocking it down by 5%, is like $800, $900. Are those numbers accurate?
It's through you, Warden. So the 60th percentile is really a data point that shows how many of the comparators are below 60% and how many are above. And we want to be where we are so that 60% of our comparators are below us. So when you take the formula into account, the numbers are accurate. It's just that because we have the 10 comparators, they don't adjust significant amount. It's not like a 5% increase with each 5% incremental percentile differential.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Councillor Cleveland.
I just, to that point, can we make it, let's just move on. We're talking about $100 to $150 at the warden's level, either way. And just for point of reference, right now, if you take the median average salary of the people in this room, we're burning about a $1,200 an hour rate right now. So I think that needs to be put in perspective when we're talking about $150 over the course of an annual salary.
Thank you. So the only adjustment to the resolution with the permission of the mover and the seconder is the first bullet point, which now reads, adjust the annual salary to the 60th percentile for the warden, deputy warden, and council members. Is that okay with you, Councillor Crate and deputy warden? Any further discussion on the motion? Those in favor? Being none opposed, that motion is carried.